You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The mantra of the current government is to get the country back on track. But Honorary Associate Professor Avril Bell says the current government is looking at safeguarding Pākehā privilege at the expense of Māori. The removal of Section 7AA, repealing the Māori Health Authority, are some of the actions that the government has taken, which Avril claims are exclusively anti-Māori. I spoke to Avril Bell from the University of Auckland about why what's good for Māori is good for everyone. To start off with, what policies have our government implemented to safeguard Pākehā privilege at the expense of Māori?
Yeah, well, that word privilege is such a loaded term, isn't it? People always get really upset about the idea of privilege, and most of us certainly don't feel very privileged. We can see the people who've got like seven houses or whatever, and we see those people are privileged, but that's not most of us. I think a better term maybe is structural advantage, that, Pākehā experience a lot of structural advantage compared to Māori, and we can see that in all the negative statistics that Māori are disproportionately represented in, right? Like, so incarceration rate, lower educational achievement, poorer health statistics and so on and so forth. So all the changes that the government has made to take away any kind of, the law and order, toughening up on law and order, those will affect Māori because of those negative incarceration rates. Things like repealing the smoke-free laws will also negatively affect Māori. On the other hand, they've got some really explicitly anti-Māori policies, right? So the repeal of the Māori Health Authority, bringing back the referendum on Māori wards, repeal of Section 7AA in the Ōranga Tamariki Act, all the kinds of downgrading of te reo Māori in the public sector, all those kinds of things, a coastal and marine areas act. They basically, anything that has got supposedly some kind of special provision for Māori, right, they are against, on the idea that somehow if you treat Māori specially, that's privileging Māori. They're kind of really into equality. They use the word equality a lot, and by that they typically mean sameness, whereas equality is not really about sameness. There's lots of groups in society that we don't treat the same. We don't expect people who get around in wheelchairs, get up steps to get into a building. We know that some people need different kinds of treatment to get equal access to things. So some of the ways in which we have policies that are kind of pro-Māori are in recognition of that, those kinds of issues. The fact that Māori have been really disadvantaged historically, from the theft of land and the destruction of the Māori economy in the 1800s and so on and so forth. So there's lots of policies we need to kind of repair some of those things. And then, of course, we have the treaty, and we have obligations to the treaty, which also means that Māori society should be able to kind of flourish in their own homeland.
So why is what's good for Māori good for everyone?
You could look at this a number of different ways. Like, I think there's a kind of like a self-serving economic argument that you could make. So if Māori are not suffering inequalities, like in the health system, and therefore being an extra burden on the health system, or in being incarcerated in a massively expensive, prison system, which costs heaps for us, and also getting well educated, doing well in education, having kind of really successful careers and contributing to the economy, all those economic things. If we're not spending money on trying to address Māori inequalities through, their poor health or high imprisonment rates or whatever, then we're going to have more tax dollars to spend on those things that people are constantly wanting, like more expensive cancer drugs or whatever. So that's good for all of us. In this book that I've just written that's coming out tomorrow, Becoming Tangata Tiriti, the people that I spoke to there who work with Māori or work in support of Māori aspirations and work honouring the treaty, it was amazing that how much the things that those people told me was about how much they also personally gained from doing that work for Māori. But they, rather than be threatened by Māori, they actually learnt more about themselves. They felt more secure in their sense of who they were as New Zealanders, and they really felt like their lives were enriched by the relationships that they made with the Māori world, So I'm sure there's more ways in which what's good for Māori is good for all of us, but that's just a few.
What does the treaty mean for us today?
I don't think the meaning of the treaty has really ever changed, right? The treaty is the treaty. But if we think it's the foundation of the society that we live in, it's the origin point of the New Zealand state and the New Zealand government. Without the treaty, we wouldn't have that. And therefore, after that, all of us who have arrived here from that point on would not be here. We're all here kind of by virtue of that treaty being set up and that government being set up. So that's where I think the idea of tangata tiriti is quite a really powerful, handy kind of term to think that all of us who are not tangata whenua, not Māori, not people who are here prior to that point, right, people of the land, We're all Tangarakariti. We're all here by virtue of that treaty. So there's no kind of changing that history. That's the reality of the foundation of our society. So it's really meaningful forever in that way. And I think it's something, the treaty is something we should be really proud of. Not every society that was colonised by the British or Europeans has a treaty like that. Europeans here at that stage and 100 to 200,000 Māori, right? So this was a very generous act to make an agreement to share your land with others. So I think it's something we should be really proud of, and we should think about that generosity, which continues, right? I mean, I think any of us who have a connection into the Māori world experience Māori generosity every day. It's incredible, really.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.